Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C.
C, senor.
It's a dimly lit room where deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And today, ladies and germs, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Forget about it. Michael Cohen again. Hey.
Cross-examination today? Very exciting.
I didn't see nothing. No, you're here to testify. Oh, yeah. That's right. I saw something.
That's why I'm wearing my America hat. It's an important day for America.
Could be a turning point. It's not going to be a turning point.
Jeez, I hope not. I hope America doesn't turn on Michael Cohen's testimony in this stupid, stupid trial. That'd be rough.
You watch cable TV, you might think it is, you know, such a day.
How y'all doing? You excited? Excited about the day? Excited? Big finish now. Come on. Hit that. No, come on. So, I've got an idea. I need help. I need somebody to help me get dressed in the morning. Since I had my motorcycle wreck, I'm having a very hard time getting dressed. And I don't want to have to pay anybody. So I wonder if we could make it an internship. I just need somebody to come to my house. This is what you'll learn about radio. By dressing an old man in the morning.
Wow. Could be your entry into the business. Exactly. The rising, more and more promising everyday radio business.
What am I learning about radio by putting your socks on? Shut up. Put my socks on. I'm trying to listen to the news. I need someone to dress me in the morning because I'm finding it very, very difficult. And to change my bandages, which is another fun part. Yes,
oh. Just to let people know that are listening, that's how I started out. Joe had an injury.
Exactly.
I had to dress him for a while.
Michael changed his bandages and dressed him, and that's how you ended up with this lifetime career.
That's
which,
right.
You know, you got a wife and cats and everything.
Now, there are tools that are available for a man in a situation like you. I know this, having had to bounce back from some orthopedic surgeries. Sock putter honors and various hooks. And what? There's another thing. There's what was that rope for? I don't even remember.
I need somebody.
That was part of the sock putter honor.
I need somebody to shuffle me into the shower. scrub my various parts.
Oh boy!
And then and then change my bandages, put on my clothes, and then you know, we'll sign off on your internship paperwork.
Wow! Wow! No thanks. I'd rather starve.
I didn't say it was paid. It's an unpaid internship.
I'll just keep living in this box. It's fine.
The experience is your payment.
Wow. Well, Michael, better clear off the phone lines.
I know.
Folks calling in.
I know. Maybe I should set up a special text line because this text line is going to get so jammed with applicants that we won't be able to get to any news today.
Wow.
Yeah, it has been difficult to just function in the basics of life after my motorcycle wreck. I will not mention any more about that. Man, is Ukraine in bad shape. You talk about something that isn't getting any attention between the Michael Cohen trial, which is stupid and getting way too much attention. The Israel situation, which is not stupid and getting a lot of attention for a good reason. But Ukraine has just been pushed out of the news cycle completely. And they are, according to a lot of the experts, in the worst situation they've been since the war started. And that is saying something.
The inexplicable foot dragging of Congress for months and months, even though there were vast majorities and everybody knew it who wanted to fund Ukraine, has really taken a toll. They're hurting.
That, and you can go back to all the different times that President Biden could have sent stuff faster, but wouldn't for whatever reason. It's escalatory. Then, you know, 6 months later, long past when it would have done the most good, he will send it. History, I don't know if history will pay any attention to those decisions, but very frustrating. And then, yeah, the funding thing that Congress didn't get to, also very frustrating. But it looks like Russia's they're certainly going to keep a big chunk of Ukraine at the least, if they don't end up taking over the whole damn country. Right now, Putin's got to be thinking, I might be able to take the whole country.
I doubt that, but
I hope
they
not.
Might take significant chunks.
What an awful, awful development for the world to allow that to happen, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Wars of conquest are now on.
Exactly. Hey, China, you can. You wait us out. Something else comes along. We get distracted. You can take whatever you want. So some of those African countries that got all the minerals you need for making electric cars, or Taiwan, obviously, and the computer chips, whatever, whoever you want to take, go ahead and take it. Because we no longer stand up for the world order.
Yeah, we could see chaos and death on a scale we haven't seen in many, many decades in Africa. Speaking of Africa, as various countries aligned with China or Russia, already, they're already in bed with them, decide that, hey, that mineral-rich valley over there, it's right over there. Who says it's theirs? I say it's ours. The decades of chaos are upon us.
And then to compare and contrast the two wars, which I thought was interesting, I just saw this report from Richard Engel on NBC News. And he is talking about how he's been in Gaza for all these years and how Hamas operates. Oh, this New York Times article that's out today, it's getting so much attention that Hamas has been running Gaza the way Stalin ran the Soviet Union or the way Mao ran China. I mean, it's an incredibly oppressive. They spy on everybody. If neighbors turn in neighbors, and if you get word that you said that anybody said anything bad about the government, which is Hamas, you're drug out of your home, that sort of thing. Hey, you freaking moron college kids protesting at your universities. Why don't you read the New York Times article about this? You idiots. You children.
Absolutely. Exactly. Every principle they claim to hold dear, Hamas despises. Every single one. But they're so freaking stupid. It's like I've said, that whole victim oppressor, oppressor oppressed, a worldview of neo-Marxism. It's so stupid. If my dog espoused it, I would hit him with a rolled up newspaper. It's unbelievable to me that Homo sapiens of any sort can embrace something that dopey.
They're not only not down with trans rights like you are. They're not even going to let you whisper something that you're not happy about anywhere in where they are. You'll be drug out of your home and beaten. Anyway, Richard Engel was talking about how Hamas right now is nowhere to be seen in the Rafah area. They've gone into the tunnels and they are providing. And so the Gazans are without, because Hamas has been administrating Gaza for such a long time. They're the government, so they administrate it in such a way with the things that governments do, mostly just dispersing the food that the UN sends in, because Hamas keeps everything that they want, and then they disperse some from the people. But I was comparing that to Ukraine, where Ukraine and a variety of other wars throughout world history, where people will fight to the last man because that's your house behind you, and you're not going to let the evil country, that the evil group that just attacked you, take your family. You're going to fight with your hands to the last man. Hamas is not fighting to the last man to protect the Palestinians that the kids are in the streets about. Hamas is underground letting the Palestinians starve, die of dehydration, and be bombed.
Yeah.
They have no interest.
They're martyrs.
They have no
interest. They'll go to Allah. It's fine. It's fine. We're here to kill the Jews.
They have no interest in protecting their own people. So I just can't even imagine, except for the whole Marxism thing, which is only the people at the top, the idiot college kids who are buying into this idea that the poor Palestinians and Hamas and wearing the Hamas garb. You're wearing Hamas garb.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? How uninformed is that? Good Lord, I'm embarrassed for you. Someday you'll realize how incredibly off base you were.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about it. We allowed them to be indoctrinated in schools for a long time. Some of them just caught the disease in college, but a lot of them have been hearing versions of this stuff throughout their schooling because of the nature of the public schools, the teachers' unions, the teachers' colleges. It's a disease within the body politic.
Anyway, we should start the show officially. We will have highlights throughout the day. If any Cohn cross-examination comes out as being juicy or exciting, it's not going to be like Stormy Daniels, though. I mean, we're not going to get into condoms and sexual positions, right?
Ugh. Like, that's sexy when you're talking about that context? It's disgusting. Please, it's within the bounds of marriage, a loving couple only.
And again,
fornicating golfers and pornographers.
Looking for an intern to change my bandages and dress me. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Tuesday, May 14th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Worst show open ever. My better judgment says go home. All right, let's begin the show officially according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go. Leaping into action at Mark.
We've already turned around. Look at the Michigan survey. For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been wrong all along.
Did you just cite polling data, then in the next sentence say the polling data's all wrong?
So okay. that clip was burbling back up again. So that's the 1 16-minute interview he did with CNN last week in which he told 15 lies. And with the big New York Times poll coming out showing everybody just hating the economy and blaming Joe Biden for it.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
Him last week telling CNN, no, people are personally happy. And the polls are wrong about them thinking the economy's bad. Okay. All right. You stick with that. You keep telling people they're wrong about what they're feeling. Let's see how that works out.
Stupid people. I'll tell you what to think and how to feel. I am the great Joe Badakadakefker.
How's that worked?
Badakefker.
How's that worked in your personal life when you tell anybody that what they're feeling is wrong? People don't usually react
not well.
Yeah, exactly. People don't react well to that.
Yeah, no kidding.
How does mailbag look?
Oh, it'll do. It's
it'll,
you know,
do.
The box is checked.
Is that our standard?
Great inflation. I give it a B-.
Wow. I was watching this old Chris Rock routine the other day, and one of his punchlines was, "You low expectation MFers." That's kind of what we are with the mailbag. Low expectations. It's okay.
It's Tuesday quality. What do you want?
It's good enough for a Tuesday. It's on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Yo, 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 there's a fair amount of news to cover today. As always.
Is there? Do we have to?
We don't. We don't actually have to.
Excellent.
We really honestly do not.
Well, I lied, by the way. Mailbag's really good today. Cool. I just forgotten. I got it organized a little earlier. Here's your Freedom Loving quote of the day. That was very Joe Biden-esque there. That was very slurry. I'll attempt to enunciate more accurately in the future. I think I may be coming down with something. Stay away from me. You may have a cold.
Oh, not good.
Or the vid. I don't know. I traveled over the weekend. A lot of humans. COVID. Don't like humans. Oh, boy. It's the vid. It's variation 473H. Margaret Thatcher said this. We should learn the lesson that as long as a free political system, a free society, and a free economy are maintained, the ingenuity of mankind is boundless. That's a great quote.
Yeah.
I agree completely. But sometimes bad things happen, so you have to put people like me in charge of running everything. Central planning, everybody.
Well, and not everybody ends up with the same amount of stuff. And you got to have everybody end up with the same amount of stuff. Or it's by definition a bad system.
Sure, sure. I appreciate your sarcasm. Here's your mailbag. Drop us a note, would you? Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Bill says, I was going to introduce a coworker to your show via podcast while carpooling. I pressed play, and the first commercial was like for the... And then he has a lot of words I can't say on the air describing some sort of personal pleasurement device.
An ad on our show?
Yeah. For some sort of personal massage device.
You know, those have gone mainstream. Like I said, a couple of months back, I was in Target, and I was surprised that there were vibrators next to some other health things I was looking for in the aisle.
Place the other day, I was in Target and I was using one. Are you kidding? Come on.
Wow.
Or something. I don't know. Moving along, Anonymous writes, Dear Joe, it is said that in the end days, the Antichrist will rise to prominence before the Battle of Armageddon. Now, for no apparent reason, Jerry Seinfeld seems to be everywhere. Coincidence? Jerry Seinfeld, the Antichrist. Kramer, Satan. Armageddon. Good luck, my friend. Moving along. Chuck. Joe Getty, do you still believe Biden will not be the Democratic candidate? And if not, what has changed your mind?
Oh, Goodwood. Good question. What is the answer to that?
Chuck, I would say, yeah, I still actually believe that. Obviously, time is ticking. The closer we get to the August convention, the less likely it becomes. But yeah, I would still vote on that. It's more and more a long shot. But
was Kamala Harris's F-bomb yesterday a sign that she is getting set up for the job? We'll discuss that coming up.
This is the most election way of our lifetime.
That's a good point. Let's see, what else? Oh, on the topic of birth rates, the declining world population. Some demographers believe we, humankind, dipped below the replacement birth rate, globally speaking. Let's see. Hey, guys, Matthew from Santa Paula, California. I think in the future, countries are going to start asking for their citizens back from the United States. There's going to be talk the U.S. is stealing their citizens to keep our population up and theirs down. Yeah, they're probably going to sue us. Hey, give us all our people back. If indeed populations are dropping. Junonymous writes, I think the people having less kids will have another negative effect. The whole population of only children. My mom is an only child, and it makes her a different person than my dad, who has siblings. She's more self-centered, doesn't have the negotiating and compromising ability. She's great, but it is different. A whole population of only children is scary to me.
I hate to throw any negative attributes to only children, but having a couple of kids and being one of three kids myself, I can't imagine how you wouldn't end up a certain way if you don't have siblings treating you completely differently than parents treat you.
To say that that is a formative part of your childhood is to call Mount Everest a hill. I mean, that's an enormously important part of your development as a child. I would agree completely. Let's see. C-Busy moved from California to Tennessee. Very highly faith-based demographic. We've noticed young people's popping out, young couples popping out kids like crazy. I think it is worldview, lifestyle, expenses, basically a cost-benefit analysis, and the disaster cultism, climate change, war, pandemics that a lot of people spend all of their time thinking about with that sense of fear and dread, no greater power to set them at ease. Of course they're not having children. Well, that's, you know, I'm sure that's part of it, but that doesn't explain, you know, sub-Saharan Africa.
There are a lot of kids being born during the Great Depression or various other really rough times in world history.
Right.
Kamala Harris dropped an F-bomb yesterday. Why?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to say something. I want to know if it means anything to Michael, Joe, Katie, or Hanson.
All right.
And then I'll follow up on it later. Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
Does that mean anything to you, Joe?
Zero.
Michael?
No.
Katie?
Nothing.
Nope.
Hanson? No? Okay. I will explain that in a little bit.
Utterly mystified.
If you were in front of most sixth grade classes, they would be howling with laughter already.
Wow. Which is material.
Yeah, which is interesting about the modern world. But first this. Kamala Harris was speaking at something yesterday. Is too much being made of this or not? I don't know. Her dropping an F-bomb. I'm trying to figure out if people are reading too much into this. Now, I remember when Joe and I are old enough to remember when it was kind of a new thing when women were becoming bosses. And it was pretty common. I remember when you had your first woman boss, manager in whatever building or whatever, that they cussed a lot. And I always felt like it was an attempt to show I'm like a guy, which is not necessary. You don't have to. First of all, I'm not sure it makes sense. And secondly, you don't have to be like a guy. I've never to be the boss.
But, you don't have to swear to be like a guy either. Right. I've never walked a mile in their pumps, so I hate to judge.
But would you agree that that seemed to be a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a memory of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I still think it might be to a certain extent. Anyway, people wondering if that maybe is what Kamala Harris was doing yesterday as part of a, like, really, or was this an appeal to urban America, the young black crowd that's no longer wanting to vote for Biden? I don't know. Let's listen to it and then we can discuss.
My mother would say to me, don't you ever let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. Don't ever carry as a personal burden your capacity to do whatever you dream and aspire to do based on other people's limited ability to see who can do what. This is part of what's involved, is that we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open, sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down. Excuse my language.
So was that a pre-planned F-bomb?
Ugh. How long did that laughing go on?
Too long.
That's the worst part to me. That's idiotic, so pleased with herself laughing.
So was that, as often can happen with adults, you get a little wound up and you use a word you weren't intended to use? Or was that a completely pre-planned attempt at something?
I would say, if anything, just trying to appeal to young voters in general. I don't know. I didn't attribute much significance to it when I heard it.
I didn't either.
Other than she's a drivel-spouting moron, but...
I didn't either, and a lot of people get paid to assign too much meaning to all these kinds of things. That's what they do for a living.
Well, you got
to
churn out content, right?
Right, exactly. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I think. I more than a, like, appealing to young voters or something, I could see it as a possible... Look, I'm a leader. Look, I drop F-bombs. I could see it being that.
Yeah, you know, putting aside her rambling, nonsensical preamble to the punchline, it reminds me, I observed, it was probably 20 years ago, as my older daughter was listening to some of her favorite pop music. This is when Pink was big and a band called Evanescence she was into, and I can't remember.
Long before Skibidi Toilet was a thing.
Right. But I remember I became aware that for young women especially, I think I called it empowerment rock or something like that. It was just vaguely, look at me, I'm strong, look at me go lyrics all the time.
I remember when you used to do those lyrics and I always found it very entertaining. Do some of those lyrics right now off the top of your head.
Okay. I'm strong. I can't be beat. No one's going to stop me. There's no defeat. I am me. I am me. I mean, there's a lot of it like that. And Kamala's thing, if it were crafted by, say, a non-moron, would fit real nicely into that. If she'd led up to it with coherent sentences and then said, some people hold that door open for you. Some people close it. So you got to kick that effing door down. That's some good young woman empowerment stuff.
You need to kick that door down.
So I think that's just what she's going for. The cliches of you go girl.
Okay.
She's an idiot. So they can craft a plan with the sophistication of D-Day and the cleverness of Tongue 2. And she's still an idiot. So good luck with that.
Oh my God.
And drop an F-bomb, a C-bomb, an MF, and throw a B-bomb in there if you like. It's not going to do you any good.
Excuse my language.
I say this all the time because I like reading history and a lot of political history, stuff like that, and you don't find out what was happening for decades, sometimes like 50 years before they release, you know, somebody writes their memoir or they release stuff. I can't wait to hear what were the big time Democrats saying in phone calls and emails over the weekend when that New York Times Siena poll hit. I mean, you know, some of the most powerful Democrats in this country talked to each other and said, holy blanking blank, right. What are we going to do?
New York Times headline, Nevada newly Trump-friendly poses a challenge and a mystery for Biden. Weak in Nevada all of a sudden. So, yeah, they've got to be somewhere near panic.
Oh, they're
getting back to the email saying, Joe, do you still think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee? I still don't think he is.
That makes sense, especially given the polling and his age. But I just can't imagine the path where that doesn't happen. I can't picture it.
Right. He would have to really seriously falter, and the momentum would build to the point that at the convention they made the switch. But I can also see, because remember, and
you're saying he wants it, but they'd take it away from him? He doesn't voluntarily give it up.
Wow.
That would be huge.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, it'd be an enormous turn of events, but he might have to be talked into it. But we'll see. We'll see how he ages. What we all need to remember, because the political parties are expert, the best minds of our generation, and a lot of money is spent in convincing us all that R versus D is the great battle for the universe, the hearts and minds of man, and that we should all be wrapped up in it all the time, and that every election is the most important election of our lifetimes, right? Well, if you're a permanent fixture of the political class in Washington, D.C., you're in power for a while, you're out of power for a while, you're in power for a while, you're out of power for a while.
And in a lot of ways, it's easier being out of power.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in terms of fundraising, and you don't have to take responsibility for anything, and you can just gripe all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I could easily see, if I'm like a big name, big money Democratic functionary right now, I say, all right, look, we lose with Biden. Trump is a loose cannon, and he's going to make people pray for a Democrat, a moderate Democrat.
Plus, he's one
term. Yeah, let's go ahead and, yeah, exactly. He's a lame duck the moment he steps into the office. So let's go ahead and take one for the team here, lose one to Trump, and then position ourselves for 8 years afterward. Everybody good? Yeah, we're good. Where are we going to lunch? I mean, not only is that possible, I'd say it's the most likely mindset at this point.
Yeah, I was telling my son, who's 14 yesterday, you'll vote in your first presidential election, the next one after this one. And it's going to be as wide open as any have ever been.
And did you teach him to pay attention to down ticket races?
No, I did not.
You're a bad dad and a bad American.
Do I have time to talk about Skibidi Toilet? I'll just touch on
it. Sure.
Maybe I'll grab the clip from Saturday Night Live. So my son had told me about this. He said, every kid at school won't stop saying Skibidi Toilet. He told me this, I don't know, months ago. Because they all watch TikTok. He doesn't. I don't let him watch TikTok, and I don't let him watch YouTube Shorts. So he wasn't in on it. But all the kids say Skibidi Toilet all the time, and they all laugh. And he said, I never know what anybody's talking about. And they're all laughing, and it just makes me uncomfortable. Which I can understand. I mean, you know, that's kind of how we separate ourselves. Are you part of the in crowd or are you part of the out crowd? Or we're all laughing at a joke that you don't get, so you're part of the out crowd. Anyway, so I didn't have any sense of how big Skibidi Toilet was. And then Saturday Night Live had a sketch this past episode where it was all a bunch of teachers coming out, the cast members, coming out as teachers saying, we just like to announce at the end of the year, you won. Y'all won. You win. You beat us down. And they went through all these different ways in which kids, you can't read, you don't pay attention. Something broke during COVID. We're never going to get it back. If I hear Skibidi Toilet one more time, I'm going to kill myself. And I thought, oh, my God, they actually mentioned Skibidi Toilet on Saturday Night Live. And so I was asking Henry about it last night. We looked it up, the short on YouTube. It's like 5 seconds long, and it's a cartoon guy's head coming out of a toilet, and he just says, Skibidi, Skibidi, Skibidi. It's like 5 seconds long. It's nothing. It's got 170 million views. 170 million views. And
of
that's
a 5 second little cartoon.
And that's just the original. And then there's myriad offshoots of it that have hundreds of millions of views also. As meaningful as the first one I just mentioned.
Yeah, what was that one thing we became aware of? That Fuzzy Fuzzbear.
Yes, exactly. Similar thing. Are you Fuzzy Fuzzbear?
Right.
Right, similar sort of thing. And it's just the hot phrase on the playground, and kids mention it, and you're either in the in crowd or you're not. And Henry's never is, because, again, no TikTok, no YouTube Shorts. You may miss out on that stuff. It's where it comes from. Yes, have you watched it there, Katie? There's not much to it.
I'm looking at it right now. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is a little terrifying.
It's one of those weird, uncanny valley things where it's kind of like a human face, but I don't like this at all.
Yeah, Henry had trouble getting to sleep last night thinking about Skibidi Toilet, but I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's meaningful or not. That cultural lowbrowness has reached a new low. I mean, it's not anything. It's not just like, you know, rock and roll music is a step down from classical music or jazz or whatever. I mean, it's nothing. It's just, there's nothing there. It's a bread sandwich as far as cultural moments. Yet it
3 seconds worth of amusement.
Yet it is the thing you hang on to as a, I don't even know what to make of it. I think it's significant, but I can't quite wrap my head around it. And not this particularly Skibidi Toilet, but just the phenomenon. Yeah. Of TikTok things catching on, and I don't know.
Wow, Katie sent me the picture. Hang on.
Apologize in advance.
What the hell?
And he just comes out and says, skibbity. But again, it's nothing. If there's nothing, you're not missing anything when you watch it and you think this is enough for every kid to mention it in school and it to become a thing on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, no, I don't know what to do with the modern world. And I hate to sound like, you know, old guy doesn't get kids today, but something has changed. Something fundamental has changed. I just don't know what it is yet.
You know, you're right. I think your mystification is profound in that I'm trying to come up with a take on this. I'm trying to even comprehend it, and I'm struggling to.
Actually, Henry,
I don't get the appeal. I don't get the humor. I mean, so a guy says skibbity is his weird, surreal head comes out of the toilet. Okay, all right. What else you got for me?
So Henry brought up my...
It's not like I'm a bitter, sophisticated old guy. I mean, I remember laughing till I had tears coming out of my eyes at various Bugs Bunny cartoons, sure. Monty Python, whatever. I remember the childish pleasures of humor.
But there was some there.
Yes.
Henry brought up, my 12-year-old brought up, because I'd told him this story before, about how the FBI was looking into the lyrics of the song Louie Louie. Because you can't understand what they're saying. And kids loved the song. And the FBI was convinced there was some sort of secret communist message or sexual message or something going on that was subversive. And so the FBI, the Rock and Roll Museum in Seattle has a great display on this. It's fantastic if you ever get a chance to see it. And I'm glad we're on Seattle again so we can say that. But Henry said, why did the FBI look into the lyrics of Louie Louie, but they're not interested in why this is captivating children? I don't know if the FBI needs to look into it. But we ought to try to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, they actually had a great display for a while. What is it? The actual name of the Museum of Popular Culture or something like that. But on the great comic book panic. Of the 50s, I guess it was, when, I mean, the highest authorities were denouncing comic books, and the FBI was looking into it, and just...
But why is nobody worried about Skibidi Toilet catching on with kids? That's bothering me. I don't know. We got Katie's headlines on the way. I'd like to know your thoughts. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I say communism better. Da, 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 da. Song's all about communism or sex.
Sell your secrets to the commies. Down with America.
I heard it.
Capitalism is daft.
Trump with a brilliant new angle for evading the judge's gag order. We'll talk about that next hour. But first, right now, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From NBC News, Michael Cohen returns to witness stand for second day of testimony in Trump hush money trial.
Yeah, so here's my favorite two headlines yesterday. New York Post headline, witless stand, Cohen bombs on stand, offers no evidence. New York Times headline, Cohen's testimony lands blow after blow on Trump. All right. So I get the feeling from watching the cable news, I could go on there with no law degree or whatever. Which channel am I on? And lay out what happened without having even watched the testimony. And serve sure. the viewers the way they want, I guess.
What would you like me to say? Say that it was mostly helpful for Trump, but Cohen got a couple of good points in. All right, you got it. Just make it up. Color, exactly. You know, color by numbers, whatever. It's just ridiculous. Katie, sorry, what else you got?
From the Associated Press, Biden hiking tariffs on Chinese EVs, solar cells, steel, and aluminum, adding tensions with Beijing.
This is a trade war, Biden's trade war, very different from Trump's trade war. This one's fine, according to the mainstream media.
From USA Today, University of North Carolina to dump divisive DEI and spend funds on public safety.
Yeah, going to go big into this later on. The University of North Carolina has disbanded all their DEI programs. Hallelujah. Way to go, UNC.
Okay, there's backstory on this one. Do you guys know about the portal in D.C. that's allowing people to see people in Dublin, Ireland, live time?
No, okay.
I've seen that. It's cool.
Well, this is from the New York Post. OnlyFans model flashes New York City Dublin portal as organizers try in vain to stop gross behavior.
Somebody will have to explain this to me. I don't know what it is.
Okay, this is really cool. Yeah, we'll explain it. And finally, the Babylon Bee. College students announce indefinite hunger strike for Palestine between 10 a.m. and noon and also between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. every day except for some light snacking.
Yeah, they have been doing the not eating between breakfast and dinner, as Jonah Goldberg calls it, skipping lunch for Palestine.
Their desperate need to be important. They don't see that.
That's fine. That's always existed. Don't choose as your hero freaking Hamas.
Yeah.
You idiots.
Yeah, you're stupid children. Sorry.
Al-Qaeda in different headgear, as David French in the New York Times has called them. You're rooting for Al-Qaeda or ISIS, you crazy people.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets,
Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.